We all have stories to share and experiences that make us the people we are today. I would like to share a few of mine with you. Growing up in Southern California in the 50s and 60s, I remember impromptu picnics on the front yard lawn. This meant a blanket carefully placed on the grass, along with a Tupperware container that held a pile of American sliced cheese sandwiches made with Wonder Bread. Often there was a bag of Fritos or Lay's potato chips, a pitcher of Kool-Aid, and the ever-present Scrabble board. My mother always found a way to turn an ordinary Southern California summer day into a special occasion for us kids, whether it was a picnic in the front yard or a trip to the local library. Although she never graduated from high school, she definitely knew the power of education and reading. I remember that almost every week, we left the local library with our arms full of books. My mom always had her own pile to read as well, usually Perry Mason Mysteries by Earl Stanley Gardner. When she was barely a teenager, my mom was sent to live with her uncle and aunt in Kansas. This after her mother died of cancer and her father had abandoned her and her sisters. My mother and her two sisters were separated, and each was sent to live with a different aunt. Being the oldest, my mother wound up drawing the short straw. This meant living with the aunt and uncle, who already had three children of their own to raise. My mom was seen as a financial burden rather than a lonely teenager who needed compassion. Fortunately for us, her years in that house would become a blessing. Because of her experiences, it meant that when she had her own children, she was more than ready to accompany us every step of the way from toddler to adulthood. She was a tall woman of Swedish descent with dark brown hair and long legs. While we were growing up, she would ride bikes with us as well as put on skates at the roller rink and join us as we skated the afternoons away. She probably enjoyed our childhoods more than we did. It gave her a sense of freedom and a way to cherish the joy of youth that she lacked growing up. She was definitely no Betty Crocker, but she did have an amazing ability to feed a family of eight with just 2 pounds of ground beef or a freshly cut up chicken. On our birthdays, she would inevitably bake a yellow cake with chocolate buttercream frosting and then toss some sprinkles or candles on the top as decoration. Something as simple as that can bring back a flood of memories for me to cherish. In fact, I baked just such a cake and brought it to share with you today. It's over on the refreshment table. Our house was filled with music, love, and laughter. It was also a great time of change for women. The feminist movement was just getting a foothold, and people like Betty Friedan, Gloria Steinem, and Shirley Chisholm were often in the news. When women started burning their bras in the name of feminism, I can remember my mother declaring at the dinner table one evening that she would burn her bra in solidarity with them, although she was fairly certain no one would notice the difference. She had a wicked sense of humor. But trust me, when she gave you the look, then you knew you were entering dangerous territory in our house. In her frustration, there were many times we heard her call out, "Robert, Richard, Laura, Linda, Shirley, Susan." I was never sure if that was how she could make sure she found the right kid or whether she wasn't really sure who she was looking for, but she would figure it out once we showed up. When we heard that call and the tone of her voice, which became demanding, then that meant you better get in front of her quick and hope you weren't the one she was looking for. We rarely heard the term, wait until your father gets home. She believed in immediate punishment when we crossed the line. And with six of us, that happened on a fairly regular basis. When I watch the current TV show, The Kids Are All Right, based on a large California Catholic blue-collar family in the 70s, I can totally see my mom in the character of Peggy Cleary. My mom was raised Catholic. She didn't become a Unitarian until her early 40s. There were six of us kids, and my dad had always claimed that he was an oversexed Protestant married to an ex-Catholic. Recently, I thought it was more that birth control options were limited in the 40s and 50s, as so many of my friends growing up also had four or more siblings. In fact, it wasn't until 1965 that the U.S. Supreme Court gave married couples, the right to birth control. One of my most vivid memories was when in eighth grade we were expected to attend sex education presentations. That was where they sent the girls to one room and the boys to another. Now, in order to attend these presentations, we were required to get signed parental permission slips. When I approached my mom, she took the form from me, and the very next day she went to speak to my teacher, Mrs. Cataldi. My mom stated that she had no intention of allowing me to attend until she could see the materials that were going to be presented to her eldest daughter. Her reason was that she, even though she had six children, she wanted to make sure she hadn't missed anything over the years. And also, she wanted to be prepared in case any of us had questions after the presentations. That was my mom. Never afraid to expose her vulnerabilities, especially if it meant moving forward and learning something that would benefit us kids. Mother's Day calls up powerful feelings in us, also because of the vastly different experiences we've each had. Before you are photos to honor and remember our mothers or those who have mothered us. Whatever your past experience, we should always remember that they did the best they could, and for that we are grateful. We forgive them their faults and honor their sacrifices. On this Sunday, we carry with us all those memories of our mothers and those who mothered us. I am sure many of you can picture a favorite song or phrase that you connect with your mother. One of my mother's favorite songs at the time was Brand New Key, which will be performed by Trish Lester. Brand New Key has to do with a girl getting her roller skates, and in those days we had keys that you could adjust them on your shoes so they would fit properly. Trish, it's yours.